Hello and welcome to the Optimistic Life Podcast. My name is Margie. If you don't know, I'm sure that if you visit this podcast, you probably already know my name. And you're just wondering if I record anything worthwhile to listen to, right? Because, well, you know what? It's not being listened by everybody yet. But one day around the world, this podcast will hit little souls and it will give you a little jolt of energy. I hope so, because that is the goal of this Optimistic Life podcast. I want this podcast to be a place where we can come and talk about things that are optimistic around the world, right? Topics of the world that are optimistic, but also get into topics that are not so optimistic and, of course, you know, turn it around with faith and love and compassion so that we can spread some optimism in the world because, man, don't we need it? Don't we need it these days, right? So in today's podcast, I am going to be getting into the topic of, I don't even know actually how Karen, being a Karen originated, right? But I think it originated probably during the Trump administration, somewhere around there, where just women felt entitled to act a certain way. And I guess it got termed being a Karen, all right? But today, really, I think that it's such a thing, right? I've seen so many videos online about Karens, and it really just shows you a group of women that are dangerous. I'm going to tell you that. A group of women that are dangerous. And I can tell you this is because last week I encountered a Karen. And actually, maybe 2 weeks ago, but last week it hit. You know, like the Karen tried to like take that punch and, you know, make things worse, right? No, she didn't try to hit me. I wish she did. Not really. You know, I've never really fought anybody. But if I ever had to, I'm sure it'd be funny to see this little tiny woman try to beat somebody. I'm sure someone would probably be surprised if they did try to get with me into a fight because I am kind of a strong woman, I think. You know, I'm tiny, but I'm pretty strong. And I think that God has never put a face in front of my hand for a reason. But let's just not even go there, okay? I'm not a violent person. I would never like to fight anyone. And I would never, never would like to hurt anyone. Actually, just the thought of fighting someone kind of pumps me a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. That's probably why I should take like self-defense classes, you know, because the world is dangerous sometimes, you know, the world can get you sometimes. The world will test your strength too, not just mentally, but also physically, right? And I haven't been tested physically yet, you know, definitely mentally this whole life. And so, who hasn't, right? Who hasn't been tested mentally? But anyways, let's get back to the real topic. Being a Karen, and why is it so dangerous to be being a Karen, you know? And why, I wonder why people, you know, name that kind of person Karen. But we're just going to go with it. Everybody knows about it, right? Everybody knows about don't be a Karen or being a Karen. Anyways, so I live in a community that I say lacks community, you know? There's people here that will complain for the stupidest things, you know, for the littlest things. And that will transpire into bigger things, you know, because when you have people complaining about where you live, then you run the risks of many things, right? Like getting terminated from your lease. Yeah, so that happened to me last week, or it actually thought it was going to happen to us last week, due to a woman's inability to communicate being uncomfortable. You know, so anyways, I'll tell you a little bit back on story, and I think you have to listen to this because, well, you know, it's part of the story. So I always go for a walk with Violet and the puppies, you know, and we are very, I walk them every morning, every night, you know, in the afternoon, whatever, whenever we can, we take walks, right? And there is a Karen that lives in my neighborhood that, you know, sits outside and, you know, probably works from home. I'm not sure. I will see her like in and out, but lives here. And I guess she has no kind of connection to people or no kind of connection or remorse as to what she might be doing, right? Anyways, she has seen me numerous times with my daughter and my dogs, and I always walk, you know, and I politely say hello to the people that I see, politely maybe start some conversations and politely just, you know, maybe engage a little bit, okay? Anyways, she's always smoking a cigarette outside and always has said hi to me many times before, but this one night, I guess it was just the end of it, you know, and I'm not even sure what I did to actually piss her off, but there was one night I was walking the doggies and I ran out of bags and I said to myself, shit, you know, I have to come back and, you know, pick it up. She was outside smoking a cigarette. It wasn't in front of her lawn. It was like literally two houses down and it was on the grass. But I say to myself, oh, I better come back and, you know, I'll come and pick it up. And that's really what I would do, you know, what I was going to do, really just come home and go pick it up, because people do complain in the neighborhood, and apparently I'm not the most welcome person in this neighborhood, okay? Apparently I piss people off a lot. Yeah, I'll tell you one day about the other Karen, but this one is a man, and that's for the male version of Karen. But the woman version of Karen, I believe, is a woman that has no sympathy, no connection, like I said, and, you know, and has no type of judgment, you know, and they are dangerous. They're dangerous to ourselves, you know, they're dangerous as to what they can do to people and what they can cause. And I cannot imagine having a Karen mom. Don't be a Karen. Don't. You know, people that just burst with anger, people that are explosive, people that have no sympathy for others, you know? Anyway, so I didn't have a bag that day, and you know, she noticed that I didn't have a bag, and she's like, oh, you need a bag? And I just kind of went like, yes, definitely, I do. Thank you so much, you know, for giving me this bag. And I went and picked up the poop, and I went on my way, okay? Regardless, I was coming back to pick it up. Literally, I was coming back to pick it up. And she saved me the trouble of doing that, right? Little did I know was that this was going to cause a big complaint to the office. After we interacted, as you know, hey, thank you for the bag, gave me the bag, yeah, sure, you know, she sits down and smokes her cancer more, some more. And when I heard from the office that our lease had been terminated or was going to be terminated, that we had to leave in 72 hours, it really just, we really didn't know what explanation was there for us, you know. So Tommy goes to the office and went to ask the manager, who is also another Karen. It didn't help the situation at all, okay? So we wanted answers as to why is that our lease is going to be terminated and we're only here for another 2 months, okay? But they felt the need that, you know what, this complaint, apparently the lady that gave me the bag complained to the office saying that, I'm not even sure what she said, to be honest. I only heard a little bit about what the manager said, so to Tommy, because Tommy went and asked, why is it that our lease is being terminated and what's going on here? You know, like, tell me. Anyways, the manager proceeded to tell Tommy that it wasn't because of him. It was because of me, okay? It's like, people are not complaining about you. They're complaining about her. And that's the way she put it, okay? The office manager. They're complaining about her. And Tommy was just like, well, yeah, she's the one that stays home and she's the one that walks the puppy. So what is it? What are the complaints? And apparently this lady has said that I introduced myself and that I just, you know, I needed a bag, that I didn't pick up the poop because I needed a bag, and that she went through that whole trouble of giving me a bag, a old grocery plastic bag, so that I can pick up the waste, the dog waste. Man, that broke my heart, I'm not gonna lie. It really did. And it made me feel for her in ways, but it made me angry, and it made me very sad at the same time. Because when Tommy comes here and says, well, you know, they're not complaining about me, they're really, it's about you, but he was kind of kidding about it, like, Margie, like, what did you do? But the fact that the manager told Tommy that it was my fault, that I had introduced myself to someone and I asked for a poop bag, which wasn't the case. She offered the poop bag, you know, and I just wanted to obviously pick it up so that, you know, she doesn't feel uncomfortable that there is. And there's always poop from other people in the neighborhood, which kind of makes me mad because there's so many other people here that are careless about their dog's waste. And Tommy and I are not one of them, you know. We really are not one of those people. I've learned from Tommy to always pick up after our dogs, you know. It sucks to step on dog shit. It really does. It's annoying, you know. You bring it into the home, it's stinky, it freaking sucks. It ruins your day when you step on dog shit, right? I mean, really, you step on dog shit, it ruins your day, ruins your bottom of your shoes until you have to clean them up, okay? But, you know, it really gave me this feel of this woman, as in, why are Karens that way? You know, like, what is it? What is it about them that is so miserable that you have to go out of your way to cause misery to others? I mean, once people complain about their neighbors, they expect some type of action. You know what I mean? And I am sure that she expected some type of reprimand or whatever, you know, like some type of notice for us. And the fact that the manager took it as like, that is terrible, I am going to end their lease because that's another complaint against them, It was hurtful. It was hurtful too, because it just means that, one, she didn't give a shit that I actually did pick it up. You know, I actually did do what I was supposed to do, pick up the poop. And the fact that she just offered a bag, that could have been it, you know, or like, no, I don't want to give you a bag, so, you know, come back. And I would have done that same thing. If she would have sat there or not, I would have done the same thing to go pick it up. And it just, it really still makes my gives me goosebumps, because it makes me feel like, wow, like, really? Like, you have seen me walk with my daughter and my dogs for the past 2 years. We've said hello so many times. Like, and this is what you're going to complain about without even knowing what consequences there is on the other side, right? And the office manager, who had no judgment whatsoever, got so offended at Tommy wanting an explanation that she threatened him to call the cops on him. And that's a really, really bad move, you know. I mean, Tommy is one of the most polite people that I know, you know, really men that I know, towards women for sure. And it made her call corporate, which is, you know, the manager on top of her. And the manager was like, well, you'll call the cops if he's getting rude or whatever, right? And he's screaming, but I'm sure it wasn't any like cursing and any disrespect, other than, give me some information. Who do I need to speak to? Who do I need to speak to? And she, all she could say to him was, refer to your lease, refer to your lease, refer to your lease. Like an idiot, you know, like you have no type of, I guess, no type of authority, you know, no type of authority for yourself and management, for yourself, leadership, for whatsoever, you know. And you're just going to kick out a family out of their home, and you're going to give them notice of 72 hours due to a complaint from a neighbor that you don't really know if it's an actual complaint, you know? Like, how do you go from, yeah, she asked me for a poop bag so she can pick up the dog poop, which, and then you go to evacuate us from our home. I tell you, it was so sad, because we were like, damn, we only have 2 more months here. I still wanted to spend some time in Savannah. I still didn't want to leave, but it was like, all right, well, we better start packing. Anyways, Tommy got the phone number of the manager, or the top guy, you know, where the guy that, I guess the corporate guy, and we went to the office over there. And he was able to hear us out, and it was great that he did, you know, and we were able to say what we needed to say, you know, to save ourselves a home, to save our home for the next 2 months. And it made me just not trust women as much, you know, and just not trust people as much, you know. You never know who a two-faced person is and what that person can do. And it's really sad because I've made friends in this community, guys. You know, I've actually, you know, next door neighbors are awesome. I've made friends with my other next door neighbor that moved away after a year. She went back home, but you know, we've made a community. I mean, I made friends with the other girl next door too, you know, and we've kind of go back and forth. I have friends. I have another lady that I talk to that has kids on the other side of the neighborhood. And you know, we were polite. I mean, Tommy's polite. I'm polite. We kind of try to be as nice as we, you know, can to anybody. You know, we really are just nice people to anybody. But it really, it upset me a lot that there is people like her out there that have no remorse as to what they could do to others, you know? And it made me also sad for her because it seems to me that she is a lonely woman, you know, smoking herself away. A woman that has definitely no sense of family, you know? And as we get older, we women, it is our responsibility to expand our motherly aura to the world, you know, as women, even from a young age. But I think that it really hits later when you're 30 and in your 30s, you know, and you expand that woman energy, you know, that mother warrior energy, you know, to the world so that it expands, you know. We are the love keepers and the peacekeepers of the world. We women are, you know, and as yes, men are too, but women, we have to hold together. We have to be strong together and we have to look out for one another. And just feeling that kind of energy from such a grown woman who has seen me numerous times and has seen Violet numerous times and had no sympathy for as to what she said could cause, like what could cause, you know, and if she knew that we would get kicked out, like was that making her happy? And that's sad if she had that kind of thought, you know. It's sad that she was okay with putting a family out of their home regardless of whatever, you know. And yeah, like it's not cool. It's not cool at all. So if you are a person that wants to get back at people or it's angry or is always looking out to cause someone a little bit of trouble, I would say heal. I would say definitely go walk a little bit more in nature and be exposed to the world a little bit more. I almost would recommend that you spend a lot of time by yourself, away from society, and see how that goes and see how that feels for you. But it's not fun. It's not fun for others to explore, to experience that attitude of that care and attitude, you know. Definitely not fun for a child to have a mom that is that sick and negative, you know. And definitely I don't think a person like that could have such partners. But again, we do meet our matches, right? And we do find people like that on both ends. So yeah, that is something I wanted to bring up to your attention. Definitely don't be a Karen. And if you do meet a Karen, stand up for yourself, you know. I definitely didn't want to retaliate back to doing something towards her, but I am glad that we stay. I am glad that we were heard by the corporate manager, and I am glad that we were able to resolve it without the consequences that she would have hoped that could happen, you know? And it still makes me sad for her, because how lonely can you be? How mean can you be? How bitter can you be that you know, the fact that I needed a bag, the fact that I even said it, you know, I was going to pick it up or come back, you know, like, how do you not understand that? How do you report that, you know? So be a good neighbor, man. just be a good neighbor, you know, build community around your community, because it is so important. You know, there's people struggling out there, you know, there's many people struggling out there, and there's been numerous times that I've felt the sense of community in here, though. You know, there's a gentleman on the other corner where I live who's just older, you know, Mr. I'm not gonna say his name, of course, but he is older and he's survived sickness, you know, serious sickness, and I don't know, it just gives me that little extra compassion towards him, you know. But many times he's actually forgotten to close his trunk, like his car, you know, and he has the handicap spot not next to us, but to the side. He has his parking space, and I've seen his car door open, his trunk open many times, and not many times, but just like two times, and I have, you know, gone out of my house, I'm like, I go check to see if he meant to leave it open and not ask him, like, I just go and see if, you know, he's picking up, because I see it for, like, a while. So, I go and close his trunk, you know, so that he probably just presses the wrong button while he's carrying things, and just something opens, he doesn't notice, and he just goes in the house, and isn't coming back until for a few hours, you know? And he lives by himself, so it always makes me a little extra tender to think of him, you know? But my friend next door that moved, you know, we had meals together. We really did. And it was awesome. You know, like, it was awesome to have Violet play with her little boy and us just hang out sometime. Went to the beach, you know, we did yoga. And it was lovely. You know, many times she came over for breakfast or brunch. Many times I gave her eggs, you know, many times we shared different things, like we would go to the grocery store together, and it's sweet, because, you know, we met and we just became pretty close together, you know, we came closer, and just, it's lovely, like, you do find people in your neighborhoods and your communities that are like family, you know, and a whole year and 2 and 3, 4 years on a lease or in a place matters with who you spend it with, you know, who you have around. And I think it's so important for us to contribute back to that feeling of having a community, you know. Yeah, I admire people that do work on that. And I admire people that welcome other children's, you know, other people's children's, neighbors' children in their homes, you know. I admire people that share their kids and that, you know, isn't here judging, you know, others. But it's lovely. We definitely felt a little bit of a good feeling here in the community, you know, until like afterwards. But let that not be why you don't create community in your neighborhood, you know, in your community. Don't let that be the reason, you know. And sometimes we just gotta keep trying, you know. Some people just gotta be kind to yourself and to others, you know, and don't take it personal too, you know. I'm definitely, that's something I gotta kind of forget about, you know. And for me, it's just more like, yeah, you just don't like short Latina girls, you know. Yeah, that half the waist as big as your thigh. But, I mean, just kidding. But, you know, just don't be that person. Try hard not to be. And if you're watching this podcast, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably not that person. So, just watch out for those Karens out there. I hope that you resonate with this a little bit and that you participate a little bit more in your community to build community, you know? Not to say you gotta go knock on your neighbor's door today or tomorrow with a potluck, but, you know, introducing yourself and sometimes, you know, seeing what others are going through or what's happening in the lives of others around, standing an extra hand. It's nice. It feels good. With that being said, I'm definitely going to miss Savannah. You know, there's pretty drives in the city, and I'm definitely going to miss the beach when I move. So, I'm glad that we got to spend another 2 months here. We get to spend another 2 months here. If I don't piss off anybody. If I don't piss off anybody and, you know, just if nobody complains about me. Yep. Have a wonderful day, evening, morning, whenever you listen to this podcast. I hope that you're well. Have a good weekend and a good week and a good day every day. Stay optimistic that the world has and can have the best vibrations, higher vibrations, highest vibrations, you know? That we can all make a change in this world. That with a little more extra love. And thank God for my friend Mari that prayed for me to let go so fast. It was nice to get a little praying session about it, you know? Because, yeah, it definitely bothers you sometimes. You know, you tend to take it personal, or you tend to get it, like, stuck in you, thinking that maybe that is the world around us, you know? And yes, a lot of people out there are Karens. Men and women. Yep. I've experienced it here before, also. But that's it. That is all for today. At least for today. Stay optimistic. Live healthier, wealthier, and happier. Namaste.